Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Balak, Day 3, an excerpt from 196a. Pasach Rabbi Lazar Ramah. Rabbi Lazar opened the discourse and said, Mi vachem yorei Hashem? Who among you fears Hashem? Who listens to the voice of his servant? Ma'a shamei abakol avto? What does it mean that he should listen to the voice of his servant? I crow this verse, Ukmua Chavraya Bislosa. My friends explained it referring to prayer. Vachiyun, this is what it is. Man derogal meise lebekinishta, one who is accustomed to come to the shul with the Lord to pray. Yom echad olawasi, one day he doesn't come. Kutcher brichu sholei, the Holy Spirit asks about him. Rami says, Mi bochem yorei Hashem? Who among you fears Hashem? Shomei b'kol avdo, listen to the voice of his servant. Asher halach chashichim, that has gone in darkness. Vein nogaloa, doesn't shine to him. My Shemeya B'kolav, what does it mean, listen to the voice of a servant? But Martin, who is this referring to? Itaim, if you'll say, B'nevia, about the prophet, O Gavrar, Achro, someone else. Man Yoav Nevia, O Gavrar, Achro, Letzlosa. Who is giving that is referring to a prophet or someone else in prayer? They begin to tell Letzlosa, because he prays his prayer, Shemeya B'kol Nevia, he listens to the voice of a prophet, or the Gvar Ba'omo, someone in the world. So what is the verse referring to? It doesn't qualify, so it would be strange to make it what's called like an Akimta, to say refers specifically to something that might make sense, but is not specified in the verse. Hela, rather, how would the Tzalit Slosin B'chol Yoma, that one who prays prayers every day, Ihu Shamea B'ha'u Kol, he listens to that voice, to Korile Kutchabichu, the Holy Blessed be calls him. Umishtabich bay, and he's praised in him. Va'amar, and he says, Diyu avdo vade, certainly he's a servant. So one who's coming every day, it's like Hashem is boasting about the person. The person hears, his soul hears a spiritual voice calling him to come to pray, and Hashem proclaims, this is my special servant, one I am proud of. Shemiya Mikol, listen to the voice, but my call, with which voice? Bahu de Ikri Avda, one that is called his servant, that like a heavenly voice proclaims about the person, this is my servant. Shvachi Ilahi, was a high praise. Nafakale call, that a voice, proclamation goes out, Yuka Avda, he is a servant. Besu, and furthermore, the Kala Ishtama, the Chol Inun Rikihin, the voice is heard in all those skies, in all those heavens and the spiritual levels, proclamation goes out. The Ihu Avda, the Malka Kadisha, that he is the servant of the Holy King. V'do ihu shomea b'kol avdo. This is that he listens to the voice of his servant. That he hears a proclamation going out about him in all places in heaven. It is the special servant of Hashem. However, if he didn't come one day, so then it says, Asher holach chashichim, that he walked in dark places. V'inogalo, it didn't shine to him. V'chi begin, lo asal etzluye, and just because he didn't come to pray, holach hashichim, he's gone to dark places. But it was explained, avol, but ad lo yiskanshin Yisrael labati knesios letzalah, until Israel gathers in the shuls to pray. Sitra achra kaima, the other side stands with sagir kol nahor in the loin, and shuts off all the supernal lights. Lo yispashtun, but they shouldn't spread out. Yifkun al amen, go out and on the worlds. But las zimnin biyoma, three times a day, uzli star sitra ach, star achra, dochav nukva, the other side goes in its male and female aspect, the mishatatin alma flies in the world. Vahu eden askin the tzlosa, and that prayer was set up, that time was set up for prayer. Begin the lohavi tamon kitruga klau, and then there should not be there any accusation whatsoever. In other words, you try and fight fire with fire, try and nip it in the bud in the time when the other side is going out to try and cause problems in the world and hide Hashem's light. That specifically is the time we pray and awaken mercy. And Kdain, Ihu, Eden, Slosa, then it's the time of prayer. Begin the Inun, Azli, the Meshatata, Batui, Cheshoch, because they go to fly in the mountains of darkness. Bahar Nishpa, the mountain Nishpa. Kdain, Besichin, Kavi, Nahorin, Ilon. Then is opened the windows of the supernal lights. Benafki, and they go out. Misharin al-Bati Knesios, Perei Shehon. And they rest on the head of the shuls. Yinun Natsalon Slosin of those that pray the prayers. Mispalgin the Horin al Reshayun, lights are spread on their heads. The Kutra Brichu Shal Al Hahu Loishtachach Taman. The Holy Blessed be asked about that one that's not found there. Where is he? Could have helped open up the gates, open up the lights, and make it shine. And instead, it's like dark for him. And he says, Chaval al Planya, woe to this certain person. The Havar Rogil Hacha, there was a custom over here. Like to come, Vahashtad Horach HaSheikhim, and now he's walking dark places. Visabrami come in Horin. He's passed before the lights, it doesn't shine for him. Vahalach HaShatata, Utarai Ba'almi, he went to fly in the mountains of the world. Vanafik Mehau Noga, Nahara Dunar, he went out from that twilight, light that shines. Vadespe Chukaya, he doesn't have a portion in it. Ein Nogalos, it doesn't shine for him. Gmod Dispolig, Visharya Alachronin Damon, like it was divided and rested in others that were there. Other people in the shul, they got there from this light that was opened up through their prayer. This person who didn't come doesn't rest on him. Kama tovin is aviduminei. Many good things are lost from him. Vidu havatamon, if he was only there, yiftach b'shem Hashem, could have trusted in the name of Hashem. The chlola, the evid kamot, to be included in the first title of being Hashem's servant. Vishon b'elokov, and he rely upon his Hashem. Raza de Eved Tinyan, the secret of a second level of being a servant. Amar Bishimin said, Rabbi Shimon, Elazar Bri, Elazar my son, Vadai Ruach Nevuah Shailach. Certainly, spirit of prophecy rests upon you because you were able to give this revelation and hearing about what's going on above, and hearing the voice is like hearing the voice in heaven. Hashem asks in heaven about the person, why didn't come to pray? Because the lights are not shining for him. When a person does go, he actually subjugates a negative side and shines from the supernal light, is attached to the Shekhinah in a special way.